Has your doctor started using AI to take notes? In a poll by the College of GPs in November 2025, 40% of respondents said they were using an AI scribe. A year earlier, it was just 20%, so the AI scribes are rising. If you've had an experience with AI scribes in medicine, good or bad, it'd be great to hear from you on the text line as well. The number is 0418 226 576, or you can text in using ABC Listen. Digital Rights Watch has published a new discussion paper called Off the Record, AI Scribes in Australian Healthcare, which says that the rate of adoption is outpacing both regulation and due diligence, creating largely unaddressed risks for patients. And the chair of Digital Rights Watch, Lizzie O'Shea, joins us now. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning, Julian.
So what are AI scribes and how do Australian doctors use them, Lizzie?
Yeah, so AI scribes or ambient scribes are where the technology records the conversation then summarises it at the end. And the idea is that the general practitioner or the specialist will check those notes and make sure they're accurate, make sure they are a true description of the event that occurred. And some AI scribes then delete the recording, some don't. There's different policies as to how that comes about. But essentially what it is using technology to record the conversation and summarise it.
Okay, well, I mean, it sounds like it could have efficiency benefits for doctors and that might help patients. What concerns do you and Digital Rights Watch have about the use of AI scribes?
Yeah, I think you're right to acknowledge that there are some potentials there for gains. Of course, people talk about or practitioners talk about using it and you've talked about the uptake rate, which is very rapid and that there are potential benefits there. But our report has really focused on talking to both general practitioners but also patients about their experience of the use of this technology. And we're concerned that some of the harms aren't being discussed or talked about, aren't being elevated to both the companies that provide these scribes but also the general practitioners that might rely on them. So the kinds of things I'm talking about here are errors in the transcription, so the wrong leg described at an appointment, for example. Also concerns around people who might have English as a second language and the difficulties transcribing that. And some of the research coming from abroad has identified also things like gender bias in the summarisation of the description of things like pain. So that kind of historical legacy of gender bias that might exist in medicine being reproduced in some of this very modern technology.
Is there evidence that the use of AI scribes has actually caused medical harm to patients?
I mean, it depends how you define that. So there's plenty of experiences of people who may have been refused care, for example. And then in places like the United Kingdom, where I talked about that that example of gender bias, right, that was used in social care settings. So people making assessments for what kind of social care somebody might need in their home. And the outcome is different depending on what the scribe has transcribed. So you might get a different level of care depending on what that description has resulted in. So as to whether harms occurred, errors, of course, arise, and there's an expectation that general practitioners will address that as well. But what we've seen is that there's not always the case. And I feel for general practitioners, they're working in really difficult settings on short timeframes, but offloading the responsibility for fixing errors that you, from a system that you might expect to be generally correct, I think creates the potential and the risk of real harm occurring for that kind of basic transcription error that we've seen occurring.
Although I suppose we should bear in mind that some of the issues that you've raised, gender bias and things like that, could also happen in handwritten notes.
True, but, true.
Yeah, there's a range of responses. Trish from Brisbane's A-OK with AI scribes. She says that when my doctor started using it, it was the first time she'd actually looked at me while I talked about my concerns in years, so I felt much more listened to. Thanks very much for your text, Trish. Now, Lizzie, what is it about the current use of AI scribes that leads Digital Rights Watch to say that patients are not being adequately informed?
Well, I think the way that the government currently treats these kinds of technologies is to say that regulators need to do the job of enforcing existing laws like privacy laws or or medical standards, right? And then that's really the job of regulators to enforce that, to provide guidance if necessary. But what we've seen is that that isn't really occurring. So we also talked to regulators, right? We talked to both of those regulators and asked them about what they're doing about this issue. And largely, they don't feel that they're resourced or capable to address it because they've got lots of other concerns on their list. And this doesn't rate that highly. So our concern is that the regulatory approach doesn't really foster compliance or also detecting non-compliance and encouraging good behaviour by general practitioners. And the outcome is that patients are left without proper knowledge, consent, processes aren't followed, and may not know when this kind of technology is being used. And if they do, they might object to it and have no real recourse there. Like they might be then denied care because the general practitioner doesn't feel that they have to do anything about that and just refuse the appointment.
So things like that happen?
Yes, we've got examples of that, including, you know, a specialist who was in high demand. It was a pediatric psychiatrist who refused the appointment when the patient objected. There's other instances of that that we've uncovered where people have talked about not knowing that the scribe has been used, of course, which is a common experience, and then objecting to it after the fact. Or also people who might have only found out after an error appeared in their record, and that may have flow-on consequences for accessing other kinds of services, including state government or federal government services like Centrelink. So correcting errors can be difficult, especially if you don't know that that kind of transcription service is being used and you can't check it, and there can be flow-on consequences as a result.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with the founder and chair of Digital Rights Watch, Lizzie O'Shea, about their report into AI scribes in Australian healthcare. And Lizzie, in terms of the companies themselves, you'd think that these sorts of concerns are things that they would want to allay concerns about. Did you get much response from the providers of AI scribing services to Australian healthcare facilities?
Yeah, I think that's a very astute question. So we asked all the major scribes that we knew of that had advertised that were being used in Australia, for example, and we got a very varying response. Most of them didn't reply to us at all about some of our questions around privacy, around how the function works, like whether the recording is kept, whether it's deleted, what steps they've taken to talk to general practitioners about the obligations that they've got to patients. So it was very disappointing in that respect, how little engagement we got from industry. And that's really highlighting, I think, the lacuna that exists here, right? I think general practitioners want to make good decisions on behalf of their patients. They also want to hear from their patients about this stuff, but they're busy. So they often take up free sample trials, whatever it might be, from these companies, end up liking them, wanting to use them long term, but don't have a meaningful way of comparing what might be a good set of policies to a bad one, what might meet patient expectations, their expectations. So there's a real role, I think, for regulators to step in here, to assist general practitioners to make good decisions and to require that patients also get listened to in this process, because usually it's just a relationship of vendor and purchaser between the practitioner and the scribe, which can leave some of those concerns that we've talked about from patients coming out in the course of that conversation.
Had a couple more texts in. One texter says, I work in medical imaging and we see some interesting requests that I assume have been generated using AI scribes, e.g. ultrasound of a right... Well, it says farm. I'm not sure whether they mean arm or farm, but instead of thumb. But then another texter, Bill, says, I'd like my GP to run my entire medical history through AI to screen for underlying trends or missed conditions. I suppose that's a slightly different issue about the use of AI in diagnosis. But obviously these AI scribes are I think, developing in a direction where they might actually be more than just recording what's said and potentially providing prompts to practitioners about what to do in response to information they've received. But Lizzie, you've alluded a couple of times to regulation and what regulators should be doing. So how does the regulation of AI scribes, to the extent it exists in Australian medicine, compare to what's happening in other countries?
Yeah, so in places like the UK, you have to be licensed. Essentially, a minimum level, but it's an important level of due diligence will be done by the regulator before a scribe can be used. And so that the equivalent organisation in Australia is the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA, which does do that kind of work, assesses whether companies have done what they've said they've done in terms of safety and testing for a product they're selling on the market. So it essentially gives them a licence to sell the product on the market. At the moment, the TGA doesn't licence any scribes. It says it doesn't have to. And I'm not convinced that that's accurate. I think it probably should, but I think there's also... the failure to do that work means that essentially what happens is this tech gets rolled out with very minimal scrutiny, very, very limited capability for people who use the technology to assess whether it's a high quality, it's got high standards, it's been reporting, errors and fixing them. And that's, I think, our concern, right? You want to create a system where errors, problems, feedback loops are developed and allowed to come back into the creation of this technology and its continued development. And if that's not built in at the beginning, it just means this tech can roll out, errors can be ignored, we just pretend they don't happen, we can just sprig the benefits without necessarily having to contend with the risks and harms. And in my view, that's not what Australians expect when it comes to this tech. They want regulators to be stepping in and doing this kind of work, not waiting until harm occurs and then asking people who can be very vulnerable to raise those concerns and object to them so that they can be addressed.
An interesting range of views on the text line about AI scribes. One texter says, I'd like an AI scribe to with my doctor and I would like access to read it. Is there a potential benefit for patients if these records are being generated electronically that you could perhaps get more easy access to the notes that a doctor's taking?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting suggestion, right? That may well be a concern that patients have. They want to be able to see what's been transcribed. They want to be able to have a say in it. Ultimately, that's a question between you and your doctor because the doctor is responsible for the clinical notes. But I can also understand why you might want to see that. And that may be something that's imported into the regulatory regime, right? Giving patients access and the like to be able to access their records and then really easily, right? And then also be able to make edits or suggestions for changes. That would require a shift, but I think that's something that we should take as a suggestion. There are other concerns around like the decline of clinical skills. So, you know, there's been reports of doctors who use this a lot and have found that in fact, even though you're looking at your patient more, it might mean that you remember less about the appointment because you're not involved in writing as thinking, right? Which is commonly what people understand those clinical notes to do. Even though they're not a fulsome summary currently, if you're not using an AI scribe of what occurred, it might be the most important. It might be prioritization that occurs in the mind of the doctor. And I think that's an interesting question. Like, how can we track whether clinical skills decline with the use of this tech or are improved? We just don't know the answer. And that's partly a problem with this tech rolling out without proper scrutiny.
No doubt more research required and perhaps some of it AI assisted. Lizzie O'Shea, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thanks for having me, Julian.
Lizzie is the founder and chair of Digital Rights Watch, and their report is Off the Record, AI Scribes in Australian Healthcare. It's 36 minutes past seven.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.